Welcome to the Manitoba Ag Days podcast, featuring speakers from our 2017 event.
This podcast features Dan Knapp from STARS, the Shock Trauma Air Rescue Society, and his talk is called STARS.
But it's my pleasure to be here this morning. My name is Dan Knapp, and I'm the Director of Industry Services for STARS Air Ambulance. It's great for me to be at an ag show. I have very fond memories. My grandparents arrived here at the turn of the century and set up a homestead in central Alberta. And numbers of their children became farmers and ranchers. And I remember as a boy and as a teenager spending many weeks of the summer months working on the farm. A lot of wonderful memories attached with that. And for my whole adult life, I've lived on an acreage west of Calgary, Alberta. So it's great to be here and great to be a part of the STARS organization and be able to make some comments briefly about an exciting new initiative that we have underway right now. First of all, just a word about STARS. STARS is an acronym that stands for Shock Trauma Air Rescue Society. It all happened in 1985 when a very frustrated emergency room physician was just really disturbed about the level of mortality and morbidity he was seeing coming through the glass doors at the Foothills Hospital in Calgary. It was taking way too long for people to get to the trauma centers, critically injured and ill patients. And we were losing too many, both life and limb. And what happened is he had been having discussions with the Lions Clubs in Calgary and talked about the possibility of an air ambulance, specifically helicopter, because you see, while he was a resident, he had traveled and spent a week in Vietnam and worked in a MASH unit. And he saw firsthand the effects of being able to pick people out of a very bad situation by helicopter and rush them quickly for care. And those thoughts were planted at a young age, and years later, after he'd spent 12 years as the ER physician at Foothills, went finally after another terrible event where he'd lost a young mom and asked if they would get behind us to start a helicopter air rescue program. So in 1985, on a shoestring and with some helps from the Lions Club, we leased our first helicopter and STARS was born. And since that time, in the last 30 years, we have carried more than 30,000 patients. We've expanded from Calgary to Edmonton to Grand Prairie to Winnipeg to Regina and Saskatoon. Six cities and 11 helicopters that are really making a difference. And so we're pleased about that history of STARS. But there was a problem that Dr. Powell and I both recognized a number of years ago, and that was the whole reason we were there was to be able to reach out to the rural community and try and help folks. And it was taking too long. And agriculture people are often working alone in very dangerous situations. And in addition to that, the medical assistance is usually not very close at all, which makes them very vulnerable. Last year, I think we recorded about 100 fatalities and just thousands of work-related injuries. We needed better outcomes, folks. If it takes you 7 hours to get somebody with a broken femur into the hospital, that can have a devastating effect, possibility of even losing a leg in a situation like that. We knew that we could improve emergency response times if we knew where people were. We're all about finding the patient, and so that's the key to all of this. And we could reduce the occurrence of lost or missing farmers or family members as well. We felt that we could increase the level of accident survival rate. If we could create a safety network to give the peace of mind to farmers and their families, felt we would have accomplished something really significant. So to us, given the move forward in technology, this last few years has been just astounding, the progress that is made in the area of technology. And specifically cell phone coverage, we can all remember those times when our cell phones didn't work. And I'm sure today that out there, in this huge crowd of people that are here today, there is probably, I would say, 90 to 95% of the people attending this show are carrying a smartphone in their pocket or purse. And with the apps that are available that can be downloaded either through iTunes or through the App Store or Google or whatnot, There's a whole host of things that are available, and we wanted to be a part of that. And so at STARS, we felt that we had made a lot of progress in helping industry, and we felt if we could develop a product that would identify where people were, that we'd have it made in the shade. We have a product that we're going to be introducing in probably 4 weeks' time. It's called Solus. And it's an application that you can install on your smartphone. You will have the opportunity when you sign up for that device, that application, to first of all give your own personal information, your name, your address, etc. It'll also give you an opportunity to specify friends or loved ones that we could call upon should you not be able to be reached. In addition to that, there will be a box on that form which will indicate whether or not you'd like to be involved in the Neighbor Helping Neighbor program. Let me just show you what that looks like. My career spanned nearly 30 years. I worked in the oil and gas industry, and I finished up with TransCanada Pipelines. And in 1995, I had two friends that were involved in meter proving. A company the size of TransCanada Pipelines, a $50 billion company with more than 50,000 kilometers of pipelines, and various custody transfer points require meter stations at various mileposts along the way. So if you can visualize the gas man coming to your house to check the integrity of your meter, you scale that up several times to a high-pressure pipeline and a meter station that needs to measure the quantity of gas coming through that particular point. Well, these two friends of mine were northwest of Grand Prairie, Alberta, on a beautiful fall morning. There was three people in the group, and the two guys I knew were on top of this huge meter, calibrating and testing, and something went terribly wrong. There was a horrific explosion, and both these guys hit the ground. And what happened was the third person in the group was further back on that meter station site and tried to phone 911 from their bag phone. You folks that remember back in the 90s, those original cell phones we had, they were Novotel phones, and you very often carried them in a bag. Well, he had one of those that day and tried to phone 911. Long story short, the call bounced all over the place. It took 4.5 hours. Or ground ambulance to appear on that site that day. Both guys were dead. Our company team was absolutely horrified and appalled at the lack of ability to be able to respond to that very serious accident. And so as an industry, we got together and we approached Dr. Powell at STARS and said, is there any possibility that we could set up an industry 911 service to try to give a lifeline to these people that are having medical events in remote locations? Dr. Powell, being the pragmatic individual he is, said absolutely yes. And so there was a program called Site Registration set up in 1996. The deal was that if you were going to be going to a well site or a location such as that, you could call our 1-800 number, give your legal land description or your GPS location, how many people were in the group, how long you plan to stay there, the type of work you're going to be doing. If there's any hazards in the area, such as H2S or whatever, we'll take note of all that, plus the highest level of medical talent on that site. We will give you a site number. Now, if you call me and say we're site number 50, we have a medical emergency, immediately we zoom in on that site. We can not only tell who's there that day, but we can tell who your neighbors are as well. With that kind of proliferation of sites, we built this program up to where we're monitoring anywhere between 4,000 and 5,000 sites a day, and today we're monitoring about 4,200. So we would zoom in on that site number 50 and determine who your neighbors were. There could be somebody down the road or just over the hill from you. You don't even know they're there, but we do. And we would call upon them to come and lend a hand while we get the cavalry organized and get STARS out there. We received between 150 and 180 calls a year just for this group alone. Well, this is great for groups of people going to fix locations for specified periods of time. But what about the Lone Rangers? What about those farmers? Dr. Powell looked at me one day and he said, this is great, what can we do for the farmers? So we started to register farmhouses and homesteads and this kind of thing. The only problem is the farmers are there to eat and sleep and maybe watch a little TV, but the rest of the time, they could be miles from home, working in the field somewhere. Well, if you have cell coverage, we got the answer. So here we go. It's because we are experts in rural and remote emergency response. We've been doing this for 30 years, folks. We're focused on physician-directed patient care. You call our number, very often you'll get one of our 80 physicians who's on call, on the line. They'll make a determination very quickly where you need to go. No sense going to small-town clinic or small-town hospital if you've got a critical injury or illness. We've got to get you to the trauma center quick. We have a 30-year track record of care across Western Canada. So everyone connected in a safety network really makes the difference. It helps us grow stronger with each sign up, and every user will have access to the right resource when they need it most. So having talked to farmers, they're saying to us, what can you do for us? I'd like to play you this clip. This is how we helped one lady.
Well, it was a really early morning, and we were wanting to treat some animals for an illness. Got out here at 6 o'clock, and by the time 6:30 hit, Stars Air Ambulance was in the fields. I was gored. I was pretty damaged. We had let one cow out, and the nearest we can figure at this point is maybe she came back and got me from behind. I actually had horns go into my left rib cage about 3 or 4 times. All my ribs on the left side were broken. They're all broken. I had broken vertebrae, broken collarbone, but the biggest damage was the lung. I lost part of my lung. It just punctured, the horns went right in. First of all, we're very fortunate to have the type of healthcare that we have, and that we have Stars, and we don't know how lucky we are. And, you know, we've always supported Stars in the past anyway, but really, you just really never know when you need it. It could happen at any time, and just in a situation where you never thought ever possible. So when I talk to people about Stars, it's definitely, you know, support the organization, and you know, you're fortunate to have what you have available to you, because I would not be here without Stars. There's no way. There's absolutely no way I'd be here. It's times like these learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time again.
Back to our map of site registration. So visualize with me, if you will. We have got very sophisticated mapping technology in our dispatch center and emergency link center. Let's start with site registration. Today, we've got 4,200 sites that are registered. Let's overlay on top of that people that are working alone right now that we're monitoring for industry, about 1,500. Now let's put on another layer with all the emergency first responders, hospitals, fire halls, the location of automatic defibrillators, another huge group, and then add on to that one final layer for the SOLAS group, for all of you that sign up for SOLAS, $9.99 a month. That's latte money, folks. You can have the ability on your smartphone to press an emergency alarm that'll go right into our emergency link center. The first thing we're going to do is try to contact you. And if that doesn't work, we're going to call the loved ones or friends that you've listed as on your contact list. Failing that, we're going to go to the neighbor helping neighbor thing with these thousands of folks out there that could possibly be close by to verify your emergency. It's going to really make a difference, and so we encourage people that are attached to companies. We've got a couple of companies behind us right now with customer lists, and they want to be able to enhance emergency preparedness in the field, and they want to subscribe to SOLAS for several months to get their people on this and get them used to this, to see the value in it. So our next steps are to please help us promote the solution. We're all about the patient. We're a not-for-profit organization, but we want to reach more people faster. And If you would sign up your employees, your partners, and your customers, and spread the word, that would help us greatly. Contact me. We're going to be at the MacDon booth here today for the balance of the day. If you've got questions, please come by the booth. We've got some of our friends. We've got one of our pilots, one of our paramedics, one of our former VIPs here with us today. And we're just delighted to have you here today. I've already forgot your names, and forgive me for that. But we appreciate the fact that we're going to be able to make a difference in the agriculture community. And we thank you for listening today, and thank you for your support of STARS.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you at Manitoba Ag Days 2018 from January 16th to 18th.